This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
Well, if you have followed any news coverage the past couple of weeks, especially the past week, perhaps you've seen something about the coronavirus. What do you think about the media coverage? Are we handling this correctly? Are we giving too little information? Are we giving too much information? What are your thoughts?
So far, I think it's been appropriately handled for the most part. I think when it comes to what I was really interested in is what's going to happen to the 24/7 cable news networks, because they have nothing but time to fill, and without the events and the primaries and the discussions and the debates and the sporting events and the entertainment, what will these programs and these networks do? And, you know, I think it serves it well that when it has to go back to maybe repeating things that we already have become pretty well common knowledge if you've been following the media lately. And if they're repeating precautions and what's happening and just sticking to the facts, which I've seen thus far, I've been more or less impressed or pleased by the press coverage. Not all of it, but most of it. And I think it's been warranted, and I don't think that anything has stepped out of bounds so far. And now who knows how long this historic moment and these moments will last. But so far, so good, I would say, to answer your question.
I agree with Will on the part in terms of how the media is covering it. But I also saw how the tune has changed. Because earlier, some media was telling, oh, man, this is an overkill, and people are trying to kind of, create an unnecessary fear among the masses. This is unwarranted. Some even said it was like conspiracy, there's no such thing as virus and all that. And suddenly, I find that they also changed the fact, oh, we have to do this very seriously, and we have to take this very seriously and all this stuff. So that's the observation that I've noted, because earlier, it was only a few media who were trying to kind of warn the people about how to kind of, keep yourself, follow certain precautions and all this stuff. And some media just completely denied the existence of this COVID-19. And again, now I think we have come to the grim fact that this is something serious and we cannot let this slide.
And I'm hoping in seeing that perhaps, people have realized whatever their mission or their approach was to their respective media is that they're recognizing the seriousness of this, and they're putting aside whatever points of view that they have. And again, so far I've seen since the suspensions and the postponements have taken place, I think I've seen media by and large so far. Whatever issues they have, they're becoming a vehicle for information, which is, I think, what we need now just more than ever. Just facts, information, precautions, warnings, updates, things that help us, news that we can use in our daily lives.
What really got my attention was when the major sports leagues, and I'll include the NCAA in that, canceled events. When you're talking professional sports, there's a lot of money at stake. And in professional sports, the teams are generally owned by rich conservative people.
Yes.
And
right.
If they are willing to go along with canceling major sporting events in some cases, where a lot of money is at stake and a lot of money could be coming into them, if they're that concerned about this too, then that should be a message to the general audience that this is a serious situation.
I agree. I think that spoke volumes, Rich, when, that was no easy decision. And there's been some debate about why not sooner and so on and so forth. But, I argue at this time and point, I think folks need to get the facts. I think sports owners and commissioners and powers that be needed to find out what the facts were. And they made the decision. And I think the point that they made the decision that they did is what's important here. And they didn't make it lightly. Lots of money is going to be lost. Lots of profit and opportunity. It's going to be inconveniencing. But what's important is that these organizations put health and safety above their profit.
Yeah, and it's not just, of course, professional sports leagues. When, for example, you have an order from Illinois' governor to close bars and restaurants. That's a lot of tax money potentially lost there. And so I think he's putting his political future at stake to a certain extent there, too. And so I think that's something that should get your attention as we report on these types of things. You might want to weigh the idea of what's at stake for people who are making these decisions.
But, you know, Rich, you know, that's what we are looking at, the quality of a leader. A leader will actually take the advice of professional scientists and people who are in health and take into consideration, like, what are some of the steps that we can take right now so that we can control the impact of this potential virus that can be catastrophical. And I think this is some lead that he's taking from his senior health people who are in the administration and taking this seriously, even though it's going to have a backlash in terms of losing a lot of money. But I think we need to take a serious approach to this issue, and that's what the Illinois governor is doing right now in terms of, you know, taking the stand of, you know, shutting down all the restaurants and bar, because that's the place where people want to hang out, because, you know, the school is shut down, but you see on Snapchat and Instagram, people are like thronging these bars and crowds every night and having the party of the lifetime, but it's great. But at the same time, they're also potentially exposing this virus to more people and leading to more cases and stuff like that. I think this is something that, you know, it is what it is. And you might be wondering why they are doing, because you have to look at why people are not inventing this out of nothing. You know, if you're looking at Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, where the cases were like so very deadly and a lot of people were dying and the cases were, you know, piling up, the administration took these kind of efforts and they've actually found results. And this is why people in other countries and other counties are also following it, so that they want to control it. And that's what they're doing right now.
So what about this isn't going to end in the next couple days. It certainly does not appear it's going to end in the next few days. So what are you expecting from journalists? What are you expecting from the media in the coming days? What sort of stories might you be looking for?
I expect them to continue to work their sources and their beats just like any other time, and give us updates on health precautions, on the state of health of generally of people, how many people have been diagnosed or infected. Keep us up to date on are things subsiding, are they rising, are they peaking, what's the health and safety of my community, are my children safe, is my community safe, where can I go and where can I feel safe, how do I have to change my life. These are the stories that we need to be focused on. Is my money safe, is my life safe? All these things have to continue to be the focus of journalists working through these trying and challenging times.
When I was in J school, I remember that when people are running away from one place and journalists are running towards that place, and that's what journalists is all about, right? When people want to escape from one place and we go towards that place, not that we'd like to go there, because we want to find out the truth. What exactly is happening there? I think that's what journalists across the world are trying to document, what people are going through right now. And I personally don't know, like, what is the real way how this virus is spreading. Of course, the World Health Organization and the CDC are putting out a lot of information in terms of, you know, washing your hands, keeping social distance and all that. But no one knows for sure how this virus is mutating, how this virus is even spreading. We are still very much in the very initial stages, and that's what we are like. A lot of people really don't know exactly how we can control this to begin with. Of course, we have to follow the standard precautions and all that, you know, wash your hands regularly, don't touch your hands over your face and all that. But I think the journalists, as Will was mentioning, people want information, like what am I supposed to do? When I quarantine myself, what are my do's and don'ts? I have my kids, I have my family, I have my friends, and what should I do? Like, you know, I really have no idea how to go about with my life. If this is going to be for like 1 month, 2 months, or even 6 months, you know, these are some of the ground realities that we have to come to terms with. And even I am lost. I really don't know what I'm going to do if this is going to be continuing for the next 2 months or 3 months, because my savings is going to run out. And I'm really kind of worried about what is going to happen, if it's going to be long term, or is this going to be the new norm? So those are some questions. I think the journalists only will give us some kind of idea as to how to go about, you know, trying to come to terms with what's happening to us.
Absolutely, and I think we have to maintain this, and we need journalists to provide these facts and these vital information and reporting now more than ever. I think journalism is as important an industry now than in any point in recent history.
We are going to wrap up this week's discussion. We will continue to record Shop Talk as long as we're all able to still get together here. So join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.